Welcome to Waterspout, brought to you by the St. John's River Water Management District. Waterspout offers a behind-the-scenes look at how we conduct our work, the research, the projects, our partnerships, and most important, how we serve the community by balancing the needs of water for the environment, businesses, and the people in the Sunshine State.
Welcome to this episode of Waterspout. I'm your host, Tiffany Cowie, and today I'm joined by Clay Corsi, Division Director of Water Supply Planning and Assessment here at the district. He's responsible for identifying future water supply needs for a 20-year planning horizon and programs and projects needed to ensure sustainable supplies. Clay, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome. Good afternoon, Tiffany.
Yes, good afternoon, Clay. Would you first maybe just share with us about your journey to the district and working in water supply?
Sure. So I started my career in water management actually not too far from where we're sitting right now, back in 2002, as an undergraduate research assistant in the University of Florida. And my first day on the job came over to Hastings, which is known as the Tri-County Agricultural Area, which is Flagler, Putnam, and St. John's County, and worked on a project for irrigation efficiency for potatoes, which, as many folks in the area know, Hastings, the surrounding area known for growing potatoes and a lot of other row crops. So started off doing that at the University of Florida, then worked at the Suwannee River Water Management District for about 12 years in environmental resource permitting and consumptive use permitting, water supply planning as well. Then had the opportunity to come over to the St. John's River Water Management District, as you said, about 7 years ago, and start my journey with water supply planning over here at the St. John's River Water Management District. Really got involved more on the water supply planning side towards the end of 2018, when I became the technical program manager for the groundwater modeling section, which is in charge of developing our large regional groundwater flow models, which we use for assessing what sort of potential effects our groundwater withdrawals might have on our natural systems.
So when we talk about water supply, I think people think about probably our springs and other natural areas. We might find that in Florida. But we don't probably think about the planning for water. Will you share to us what that looks like at the district and why that's so important?
Sure. So the legislature, back when the districts were created in 1973, which is now 50 years ago, had a really great vision for what water should look like in Florida. They didn't want a lot of the things that were happening out west to be the future of water in Florida. So they actually put a system in place with our water supply planning, our consumptive use permitting program, to be able to provide enough water for what we call our reasonable beneficial uses for a planning period. And so that planning period is a 20-year period. What we do is we look out over that time period to determine if we take water from our traditional source, which is fresh groundwater here in the district, are we going to be able to do that without causing harm to our natural systems, which you mentioned, our springs, our rivers, and our lakes. So that's the system that we've got set up, and that if we do determine that we have more projected growth that's going to occur than the supply that's available from fresh groundwater, we got to find a different way to get that water, whether that be an alternative water supply, not that fresh groundwater, pulling water, say, from a river during a higher flow period to use, whether it be to promote a program like water conservation for us to reduce the amount of water we're using. But we got to find all these different tools we have in the toolbox to stretch that aquifer bank account as far as we can, because that's really the reservoir that we have in Florida is our aquifer system. We want to try and save that for times when we're in periods of deficit rainfall where we don't have the water in our rivers or lakes to be able to use. We can use the water out of our aquifer.
And how does your team members within your division, how do they support reaching that goal and maybe developing those plans?
So it's all really housed in the Division of Water Supply Planning. And one of the things that I think is just so exciting about being able to be a part of water supply planning here at the St. John's River Water Management District is that everything that is entailed with doing a water supply plan starting from our minimum flows and levels, which is where we determine how much water you can take out of a system to use for human uses without causing harm to that system. You have a whole section devoted to doing the scientific research on that, to really draw the line in the sand on, you know, we can't take any more water out of this system, and we need to make sure that we're finding those alternative water supplies. So they're out there actually with the resource, collecting the data, then coming back into the office, doing the data analysis to make those decisions. So you have not only those people, but you've also got the people determining how much water we're actually using in the district. And those people have to collect all sorts of data from our permittees and some people who are below some of our permitting thresholds as well to come up with how much water we're using. So that's another piece of the puzzle that you have there. That I mentioned previously about a regional groundwater flow models. So that's the tool that we use with this groundwater withdrawal data that our water use team pulls together. And then our minimum flows and level data, we're able to take all of this information and determine, do we have enough water without violating those MFLs based on the water we're using? Then also making an estimate 20 years out for how much water we're going to be needing. Then the great thing about water supply planning to me, and the vision for this is once you start doing it, is that it's not a 20-year plan and you set it down and you pick it up again in 20 years. There's these five-year check-ins that we do where we kind of readjust the bar of where we're trying to go with our water supply planning. See, did we have as much growth as we were thinking we were going to have? Were we using more or less water? Then that helps us to reassess, do we need more projects to come in, or do we need maybe less projects to come in if we not have the growth in water use that we think we might have needed?
So right now, when you are reviewing or overseeing those who review these plans, where we find there is, we certainly need to preserve the water that we have, do you see a theme or recurring projects that are more helpful than others that the public may like to hear about?
So every single one of our water supply plans mentions water conservation as the number one, the cheapest, simplest thing we can do to enable us to be able to stretch that aquifer bank account. And I'm sure you've heard this from other district team members as well, Tiffany, but you know, specifically on the water conservation side, just in Florida, how much water we put on our lawns for irrigation, that it can be, you know, roughly 50% of the water is going on, 50% of the water for residents is going on someone's lawn to irrigate. But if folks really made an effort to only put the water on their lawn that it actually needs to be able to grow and stay healthy, that we could really stretch that aquifer bank account and reduce the impact that our groundwater withdrawals have on our natural systems.
An easy behavior change that everyone can take part in.
Exactly.
That's great. Thanks so much, Clay. We'll continue this great conversation after the break.
The St. John's River Water Management District is committed to preserving and protecting Florida's water resources for generations to come. From improving water use efficiency and reclaiming water for reuse to managing water resources in times of wet and dry periods, the St. John's River Water Management District is taking action on conserving Florida's precious waters. To learn more, visit sjrwmd.com.
Welcome back to Water Spout. I'm your host, Tiffany Cowie, and today I'm joined by Clay Corsi, Division Director for Water Supply Planning and Assessment here at the district. We're delving into the big question of, do we have enough water? Clay, thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome.
So we hear all of the time people questioning whether we have enough water, especially as we hear every day on the news that populations are increasing here in Florida. So what is the answer to the question?
So I think the simple answer is that we are out of what you would say is the cheap water, which is our fresh groundwater from our aquifer system, that in many of our areas, that is no longer going to be necessarily an option to be using for water supply, at least for a lot of our water users. So with our water supply planning process, what we've got is a series of projects that have to be put in place to stretch that water supply. So if you think about like in North Florida, for instance, with the Black Creek Water Resource Development Project, is that project is going to be recharging the upper Florida aquifer. So In essence, you will still be able to use some of that fresh groundwater, but it's a very expensive project that we're having to go through to be able to stretch that aquifer bank account into a bigger supply. So short answer is there is water. We have a water supply planning process set up to be able to handle that. But, we're having to spend a lot of money and invest in projects to be able to make that a reality without causing harm to our natural systems. Because I think one of the things, Tiffany, that many people don't understand is they think, well, the aquifer's thousands of feet thick. Shouldn't there be plenty of water out there to be able to use? But the springs and rivers and lakes are connected into the upper few feet of that aquifer system. So you only really have that upper few feet to be able to work with before you cause unacceptable harm to our natural systems.
So at that point, the district draws a line and tells whoever's coming in for a permit, let's go back to the drawing board. But I imagine it's really a collaborative process to bring people to the table and help them be able to create projects that will help the water supply. How does that work, the collaboration?
So you hit the nail on the head with the collaboration, and that's how water supply planning was envisioned from the start, is that it wouldn't just be an effort that the district does and says, well, here's the plan, water users go and enact it. But we're actually meeting with them, talking to them about, do they agree with how much water we're projecting they're going to be using over that 20-year planning horizon? Then also check in with them on, what projects might need to be built in order to meet that water need over that planning horizon. And when you do that, at times you might develop not just partnerships with the districts, but where multiple utilities come together and partner to do projects. That's been something that's happened in Volusia County, for instance, where four utilities have come together and partnered to really work on projects together, because you can get more bang for your buck and the four of them working together as opposed to them working independently.
When you're talking with these stakeholders, utilities, and residents are listening to the conversation, do you feel there's consensus across the board that we all need to work together to preserve this resource?
So, Tiffany, that is a fantastic question. And I think, in the world we live in today and all the different things we see on social media and just where the news is, you would think that, no, there's not this idea of collaboration. But it's actually my experience is the opposite, is that I've seen more collaboration over these past few years between utilities, the agriculture community, all of our different water users in the district wanting to come together and solve problems as opposed to fight about the problems. And it's been really encouraging to me, and I think really encouraging to our water users and the teams of the district. And I think one of the things that you see at our governing board meetings that happens every April now, through that cost share program, where they realize that the district is not only wanting to collaborate with us in, say, a technical or supportive way, but they're putting their dollars in there as well, where we're willing to contribute financially into these projects to make sure we have sustainable water supply.
We do hear time and time again just gratitude for the collaboration, but also a thank you to staff who've gone above and beyond for trying to make that happen. And I can't help but remember, especially in my team, and I imagine yours might be even more, how committed folks are here at the district and how they take our mission seriously. And in fact, that's what drives a lot of them to stay and do good work here. Do you feel that in your role, you're making a difference?
Oh, absolutely, Tiffany. Especially when we go out and experience the resources for ourselves. So I think, we've got a number of springs here in the district, 8 outstanding Florida springs in the St. John's River Water Management District. But, I always like to think about, are you making a difference? What's it doing for the next generation? So when I take my children or my nieces and nephews to Rock Spring, for instance, and you float down the spring run there at Rock Spring and see all the different people recreating on the resource, and the fact that I get to be a part of making sure that Not only is that resource going to be around for their generation, but generations to come after theirs, that's something that is really fulfilling to me, and I think the rest of the members of the water supply planning team as well.
I can see that. Thank you so much for sharing your journey, and I'm grateful that the district has you here to help reach its mission. What a critical mission, and one I'm certainly proud to be part of.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Thanks, Clay. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our conversation today. We hope you'll tune in for our next episode of Waterspout. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe so you have firsthand access to future content. Until next time, use your water wisely.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Waterspout. To hear more episodes, find us on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Connect with the district on social media or visit sjrwmd.com for more information on today's topic.